He says I don't respect him, but I still don't know what that means. Ladies, if this is you, if you do not fully understand what it means and what it looks like to respect your husband, or if you are unsure of what this means at all, then today's episode is for you. Not only does God call us to be respectful to our husbands as godly wives, but it is vital to our marriage relationship. Our husbands need us to respect them as much as we need them to show love for us. If we get this right, if we learn how to genuinely respect our husbands, it will make all the difference in the world in our marriages. If we don't, we will continue to have conflicts and problems. Are you ready for this? Let's get started. Welcome to the Faith Lived Out podcast. Are you wanting a loving Christian marriage but are unsure what that looks like or how to get it? Do you have fears about becoming a submissive wife, afraid that you'll lose your identity or become a doormat? Do you have thoughts that maybe you're doing this whole wife and marriage thing all wrong and you want to know how to do it right, to stop worrying all the time and to learn how to truly put your faith and trust in the Lord? Hey girl, I'm Nancy Adamson, wife, mom, and Grammy to seven sweet babies, Christian mentor, Bible teacher, speaker, and women's ministry leader. I see you and I get you because I've been there, and I'm here to share with you what God has taught me on how to have a loving biblical marriage and what the true meaning of being a submissive wife really looks like. We'll also chat about how to find wisdom and truth for life's challenging questions in His Word, how to apply God's truth to our lives, and to put the cares and concerns that are on your heart safely in the Father's hands. So if you're ready to learn how to live out your faith every day and follow the amazing plan that God has for your marriage, grab your coffee, pull up a chair next to mine, and let's get started. Not too long ago, Ivala left me this review, and I wanted to share it with you because it blessed my heart. It says this: Nancy was sent to my life as an answer to prayer. As a wife and mother of two children, I am busy and often tired and multitasking or changing a diaper or handling my family's crazy schedules. Nancy brings encouragement and support through her Bible teaching and steady, loving presence. Thank you, Nancy, and bless you and your family. Well, Ivala, thank you. And I've been there in that crazy busy time of raising a family, and I'm so glad that you have been able to find this podcast and to listen to it, even with the crazy schedules and the things that go on, and to be able to multitask but still get God's word in. And I'm just so blessed by your review, and I thank you so much. And ladies, if you have been blessed by this podcast in any way, if you wouldn't mind leaving a review, I would so appreciate it. It helps others to be able to find the podcast and to be able to grow with God in their spiritual life. Thank you so much. We know that Ephesians 5:33 says, "Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." Even though we may be aware of God's command, I find that there are many wives who do not know what this means exactly and how to show respect to their husbands, what this is supposed to look like in their marriage. The fact that we as wives may not know how to do this or do it well does not negate its importance to our husbands or our marriages. So why is respecting him so important? Well, first and foremost, it's a command by God for wives to respect their husbands. Therefore, like any other command, we are to learn what this is and how to do it. The respect that we show to our husbands is also not based on how we feel or whether we think they may deserve it or not, but it is based on obedience to Christ. If you feel that your husband is uncaring, not loving you the way that you want him to, or not worthy of your respect because you see his blatant faults, and so to fix this, you speak to him about it time and time again. You can continue to lecture him about it, criticize him, have fights about it, but honestly, how is that working for you? Are you seeing any changes in your husband? Probably not. Oh, you may win a battle here or there by doing this, but you will eventually lose the war. Because this is not what God calls us to do as wives. This is not what having a Christ-centered marriage is like, and it is not what God designed for marriage. Therefore, it will not be profitable for you in the end and will honestly only push your husband farther and farther away. By continuing in this lack of respect behavior, we create this vicious cycle or merry-go-round effect, if you will, in that the husband is uncaring or unloving towards his wife, so the wife is disrespectful to her husband. Because the husband doesn't feel respected by his wife, it is more difficult for him to show love towards her. To stop this, someone needs to get off the merry-go-round. As the saying goes, we catch more flies with honey than we do with vinegar. So how is your attitude and your respect been towards your husband? Is it more like honey or more like vinegar? Some of you may be thinking, but if I don't constantly talk to him about my feelings or what needs to be different, if I show him respect instead, like everything is okay, he will never change. I will feel more stuck in this unloving, miserable marriage than I already do. This can be very difficult for us because we think that in order for something to change, we need to do something about it. We see our husband's faults and we think that if we could just get them to change, then we could change and everything would be better. However, as I have said to you in the past, we are not called to change our husbands because we can't change them. Only God can. To bring about change, we must change ourselves by obeying God's commands and trusting Him for the outcome. This is why God's Word tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. This is in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. So think of it this way. As you follow God's command to unconditionally show genuine respect to your husband, then you are opening the door for God to do a work in your heart and his. With our interactions with our husbands, we're either going to show them respect or disrespect. There really isn't much neutral ground in there. It's going to be either one or the other. So first, let's take a look at what disrespect looks like so that we can recognize the areas where we need to possibly make some changes. So the definition of disrespect is to lack special regard or respect for, to have disrespect or disrespects authority, to show or express disrespect or contempt. Not very helpful, I know. But I think that maybe the synonyms to disrespect might be a bit more helpful for us. So let's take a look at what they are. It says, to insult, offend, or wound someone, or to be discourteous, rude, inconsiderate, or ungracious. Unfortunately, recently, I unintentionally disrespected my husband. I didn't really mean it, like honestly, but it was after church. It was just before the solar eclipse. And we were talking about it and he was like, but it's going to be cloudy. It may rain. We might not be able to see anything. And I just like looked over to him and I said, you're so pessimistic. He was not very happy with that. Like, I didn't really mean anything by it. Like, it's him and I love him and it doesn't really matter to me. We all have faults. He didn't see it that way. And so when we got into the car, I found out how he felt about it. And he was not very happy. And I needed to apologize to him. And he's right. For me to say something like that, especially in front of someone else, was a disrespectful thing to do. But honestly, ladies, I didn't see it that way, but he did. So we can easily disrespect our husbands sometimes without even realizing that we're doing it. So I'm going to go over some ways of what this can look like in your marriage. And I want you to really think about this. Don't just gloss it over like, oh yeah, I don't ever do that. But really think about, are there some times that you do this? Maybe all the time that you do this or have some of these kinds of feelings? So really do a little self-check here. The first one is, do you find yourself complaining to your husband either about him, what he does or doesn't do, or things about your family life, like what you would want to change or do differently in your family? Do you have an attitude that your husband can never or rarely do anything right, and you feel that you need to constantly correct him and tell him what the right thing is and what it is that he needs to do? Do you not accept him for who he is, but talk to him about how you wish he would be, how you wish he would stop doing this or stop doing that, or why can't you be more like this? Whatever this is, maybe it's the way he dresses. Maybe he's too pessimistic for you, or the opposite, he's too optimistic in your eyes. Do you make comments about how you wish your life would be different? Maybe you want to live in a different house or a different neighborhood. Maybe you want to remodel your kitchen or redo the backyard or go on a great vacation or any vacation. You know that your current circumstances won't allow this right now, but you talk about it anyway. Or are you angry and bitter about something and have unforgiveness in your heart? Maybe where you are in life, what your job is, something that you've wanted to do but just can't seem to make happen. Do you then take this bitterness out on your husband, basically using him as a verbal punching bag? Do you disrespect his opinion by arguing with him about his thoughts, what his decisions are, or what his feelings are? By not following through with what it is that he has asked you to do, but ignoring it? And then how do you portray your husband to your children? Do you correct him or argue with him in front of them? Or do you complain about daddy to your kids? Do any of these things maybe describe you? Most likely, at least some of them do, because ladies, we all have faults. We all sin. We are all in this learning process as to what it is to be a godly wife. None of us are perfect, but we go over these things and we look at these things so that we can see what they are and where it is that God wants to change us. And these are things that we can easily fall into to some degree because it's all around us. Maybe you saw it in your parents and their relationship when they were growing up, or other people who are around you. TV uses this kind of behavior in sitcoms to make us laugh, and so we think it's no big deal. The feminist narrative or our own sinful nature tells us that we must stand up for ourselves, don't let anyone walk on you, and it's okay to wear the pants in your family. However, this is not God's design for marriage, nor is it included in his definition of love. All the synonyms that we looked at for disrespect, to insult or offend, to be rude, to be inconsiderate or ungracious, these are all the opposite of what God tells us that love is in 1 Corinthians 4 through 7, where it says that love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. So then what does respecting our husbands look like? Overall, this is the opposite of the disrespectful behavior that we have just talked about. And it should be something more in paying particular attention to our husbands, giving them special consideration, because he is your husband. He deserves more of your attention and your care than anyone else in your life, even your children. He comes first. To consider him worthy or of high regard, to esteem him, that he's worthy of your love and your help and your devotion to him, to esteem him in recognizing his worth in your life. You know, it's easy for us to take our husbands for granted because we think they're going to be there all the time. But stop and think about what your life would be like or what you would do if your husband was suddenly not there. There are 6 different areas that we're going to talk about where we can show our husbands respect. The first one is being respectful in your speech. The words that come out of our mouth have the ability to either build up or tear down. The choice is ours. So let's look at complaining and arguing. As a society, we can do a lot of complaining. And we feel that as long as we're not complaining as much as that next person over there, well, then we're okay. But scripture tells us to do all things without complaining and disputing. And all things are just that, ladies, all things, meaning everything. It's in Philippians 2, 14 and 15, where it says, "Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights to the world." We do live in a crooked and perverse generation who teaches women that we must stand up for ourselves and make ourselves heard. However, if we are doing this by complaining and arguing with our husbands, then we're only hurting our marriages by disrespecting them. As believers, we're to be different. As it says in the scripture, we're to shine as lights in the world, and we do this by not acting like the world, by not trying to stand up for ourselves or to get our own way by complaining and arguing all the time. There are other ways to be heard and to stand up for what is right without being disrespectful to our husbands. So let me clue you in on a little unknown secret about the difference between men and women. What we think as complaining and arguing is actually different than what men think. They can be very sensitive to the comments that we make, and we think that they're not listening or it's no big deal, but they are. They may not say anything, but they are taking it all in. Even in my own marriage, I have found this, that I have this great husband, but there are times that I don't know how I say it or what it is that I do, but he thinks I'm arguing with him. And I'm really just maybe saying something in a little bit different way. And because sometimes it's like because I guess I'm not just saying yes, or he's got a thought process in his head that I don't know about or what the situation is, but I have to stop and let him know, hey, I'm not arguing with you here. I'm saying the same thing. It's a little bit different way, a little bit different point of view, but I agree with you. I'm saying the same thing. It's okay. Husbands often see our arguing, our complaining, or telling them how or when to do something as disrespect. And if we don't respect them, we must not love them. That is how they see it. We don't see it this way because we don't necessarily mean it personally for them, but that is how they take it. We may not like what they're doing, but we still love them. To a husband, all he hears is, "I can't make her happy. She hates me." Like, I'm not kidding. This is how they think. Let me give you an example. Say over the course of the week, you complain about something about your house that you want to change. You mention how you would love to be able to go on a vacation or say, "Honey, you know, we really need to start looking for a new car." Then during a conversation with your husband, you notice and comment on their negativity about something, or you disagree with their line of thinking. Later in the week, something goes up that your husband did and that you're upset with him for and you don't like it. And so you go to him and you ask him to not do this anymore. And can you please do it differently? We don't think much of this. Like, we think this is life and this is how things go and this is just the way things are and it's no big deal to us. However, our husbands look at this very differently. They look at each one of those things as a check mark against them of what their wife doesn't like or how she is unhappy. To them, all of this adds up to, "I can't do anything right in her eyes. I can't make her happy. She hates me." Ladies, I talked to my husband about this, and you should have seen his face. He was literally speechless and just looked at me and said, "You're absolutely right. That is how we think." Know too that we're not going to change this about our husbands. It's how they're made. It's why our respect for them is so important to them. It's why scripture tells us as a godly wife to respect our husbands because this is how God has designed for them to be. To help prepare for this episode, I've been reading a book by Dr. Emerson Eggerich titled Love and Respect. In it, he has what he calls the respect test. He also gives an account of some women who have tried this test with their husbands with some amazing results. So here's how it goes. First, take some time to make a list of the things that you respect about your husband. I know for some of you, this is going to be a little bit difficult, but you can do this. Set aside your anger, your hurt feelings for a moment, and think back at why you married your husband. What was it about him that made you fall in love with him and wanted to be with him? Think of your husband's basic goodwill towards your family. Things like that he goes to work every day and he works very hard to provide for your family. What he does to see that the family is protected and taking care of your car, your home, that you and your kids are safe. In raising and spending time with the kids. Maybe in his honesty, his integrity, or his intelligence. Or how he serves others or is generous to others. So make a list of these things. Second, find a time when the house is quiet and your husband isn't busy or distracted and say to him, I was thinking about you today and several things about you that I respect, and I just wanted you to know that I respect you. Then mention something that you need to go take care of and quietly leave the room, like, oh, I need to go do the dishes or change the laundry or whatever it is. But don't say another word. Just say what you're going to do and leave the room. Tend to whatever it was that you said you were going to do and wait and see what happens. According to Dr. Eggerich's book, this will not go unnoticed by your husband. He will most likely follow you out of the room and say, hey, wait a minute. What things? Tell me. One woman said that her husband practically screamed as she was leaving the room, saying, wait, come back. What things? The wife was ready with her list and proceeded to tell him all the things that she respected about him. He was so taken back by this that he wanted to take the family out to dinner. This surprised her because this is not something that he normally likes to do. When she told him that they'd have to take a rain check on this because the kids had some commitments that night, she then found him in the kitchen starting to make dinner, which, according to her, was something that he had never, ever done before. Dr. Eggerich states in his book that this is because a man's first and fundamental impulse is to serve, especially in response to being honored. She had honored him, and he wanted to do something about it. And this wasn't just a one-time thing that day. A few days later, she found him in the laundry room doing laundry. There are two things to note here. First, you must be ready with your list of things that you respect about your husband before you say anything to him. Once those words leave your mouth, he will most likely respond with, what do you mean? What are you thinking? What things are you talking about? You need to be ready and prepared to answer him with honest, genuine things that you respect about your husband. Second, your husband may not have quite the same response that this one did. Some men will mull it over for a few days, and some may not say anything at all. The point in doing this is that it is a step of faith in believing God and being obedient to his word by respecting your husband, despite what his response may be. As you can see by this, what we say to our husbands can have a huge effect on them. Scripture tells us to let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. This is in Ephesians 4:29. No corrupt word is to proceed out of our mouth. Not easy, but this is what we are shooting for. Another way to put this is in Ephesians 4:31, where it says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, glamour, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. We need to watch our tongues, taking notice of our speech and being willing to recognize any bitterness, resentment, anger, glamour, which is to be noisy or repeated expressions of discontent. All of these things are to be put away, and we are to replace them with necessary edification. To edify is to build up or to instruct for spiritual growth. And we can do this for our husbands by encouraging them in all that they do and in being their biggest cheerleader. Encourage him to be successful in his work. A big part of a man's life is his work. What type of work he does, how he provides for his family. The struggles of meeting deadlines, of office politics, or keeping up with expectations, or making sure that he's making enough money and providing for his family, All of these things weigh heavy on a man. Be the person in his corner who believes in him, supports him, and builds him up. Sometimes, girls, we just need to be quiet, too. Not to assume that our husbands are going to do the wrong thing or that they're thinking the wrong thing, and then trying to correct them and steer them in the right direction before they have even had an opportunity to take a step or to say a word. We would do good to heed the words written in Proverbs 17:27, where it tells us, "He who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit." Ladies, let's be slow to speak, to spare our words, and to bring a calm spirit within our households. Know too that the attitude that we have comes from our heart. If you are struggling with this, know that it is a heart issue. Luke 6:45 tells us, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." Ouch. Out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks. What have we been speaking? Therefore, to change our speech, we must ask God to change our hearts, to see our husbands the way that God sees them, to ask God to take away any bitterness or resentment that we have in our hearts that we're harboring in there, and to replace it with forgiveness, mercy, grace, and love. This is going to take some time and some prayer and seeking the Lord and what it is that we need to change and to maybe even heal your heart. But it is vital to moving forward and to having a happy marriage. I've given you a lot of information today, ladies, and things to think over and to pray about. Next week, we're going to look at respecting our husbands with our actions, respecting their headship and his way of doing things and more. In the meantime, during this next week, be in prayer for God to show you the areas where you need to change. Maybe it's a heart change that you need to have, or something that you need to stop doing that is disrespectful to your husband, or maybe how you can begin to be more respectful in your speech towards him. Make a list of what you will stop doing and what you will start doing. Some of these things may have come to mind while you were listening today. And if need be, go back and listen again so that you can take some notes and look at some areas that you want to work on in your marriage. Make a list of the things that you respect about your husband, even if you don't want to do the respect test, although I highly recommend that you do it. But this list will help you to have the right mindset, to follow what it tells us in Philippians 4:8, where it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Ladies, I encourage you to be brave, to have faith, and to do the respect test with your husband, remembering to have that list of honest and sincere things that you respect about him before you ever say a word, but do it. And if need be, go back and listen to what I said about what this respect test is so that you have it clear in your mind before you do it. If he doesn't respond the right way, don't lose heart and don't give up. Depending on your relationship or your husband, he may need a little time to mull this over before saying anything or doing anything. And know that I will be praying for all of you in all of this. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much for listening today. I pray that God has used this episode to bless and inspire you to live out your faith in him. If it has, please do me a huge favor by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know if you like the show, and you will be helping others to find this podcast and be lifted up by the Word of God. Is there someone who came to mind while you were listening today and you said, "Ooh, she needs to hear this"? Well, then send her the link so she can be encouraged too.
Are you in the Dallas area and looking for a fresh new speaker to add excitement to your next luncheon, women's retreat, or other women's event? Then drop me a note at nancy@faithlivedout.com and let's chat about it. That's Nancy, N-A-N-C-I, at faithlivedout.com. I would love to come and meet with you and the ladies in your group. You're also welcome to visit the website at faithlivedout.com for more information, blog posts, journaling ideas, and free printables. Or become a part of our little community of believers by joining the Faith Lived Out community group on Facebook, where you can join together with other faith-led wives and moms just like you. Links to these areas and the scripture references used in today's episode are in the show notes. Ladies, thank you again for listening today. And know that I am praying for God to be with you as you learn to trust in Him more and to live out your faith every day. God bless you and see you on the next episode.